So the last poem that I want to read to you is something that Mike and I challenged each other to do about a week ago. And since I'm obsessed with Edgar Allan Poe, as I'm sure most people know this, he kind of challenged me to write a poem based on one of his stories. And I believe you're doing the Black Cat, correct? And I'm going to do the Raven, and this is going to be our Poe Down Throwdown. So.
Bring it on.
Yes. So I'm going to take a drink of water because I got to be on par right now. So instead of the Raven, I called it Blackbird, so nobody knows it's a Raven. Okay. All right. I ask of you, can a dead soul cry? Can it weep tears of blood as it wails in the shadows of lost loves and empty bottles? Can it mourn the memories of abandonment and neglect, sew up the prideful wounds of ink-spattered rejection, cast out in the dust-covered compositions no one got to read? I ask of you, can a heart still hurt after it stopped beating? Does pain fade into the ether of dusk until dawn while ravens sing their funeral songs over his rose-laden grave? Do they mock him in unison, squawking at the man who died for his art, whose words wove madness into a definition of sanity, whose stories bled out like the telltale heart, whose metaphors tapped at our doors, relentlessly questioning our reason, our judgment, our sobriety, nevermore? I ask of you, does the damned fear the shape of death? Does it cringe at the fluttering blackness that hangs over its head like a dark cloud in the blue sky? Does the winged beast unsettle even the deadliest of creatures, a marauder even to the master that brought it to life? Does the raven speak blasphemy, rhyming with the serpent's tongue, eyes gleaming like a demon that is dreaming? Can it see into our souls, I ask of you? Does the feather of the blackbird bring the reaper, arms open, scythe extended, no more questions, nevermore? Thank you.
Do you need a break?
Okay. Damn, I thought I could get out of the
Throw down.
Before I kill Stephanie with my awesome poem, let me just say, is this too loud?
No? I've already screamed at all of you.
Let me just thank everybody for coming out tonight. I appreciate it. Thanks, Stephanie, for setting this up and inviting me to be a part of the festivities a while back. I appreciate it. You probably regret asking that now. And thanks to DBA for sponsoring yet another cool Greensburg event. Appreciate it. I don't know if you guys know the Poe story, The Black Cat. It's a pretty simple one. It's a lot like The Telltale Heart. It's about a crazy guy. What does he do? He takes a penknife and cuts out the eyeball of a cat that's, you know, bugging him. But the cat keeps coming back to life and haunting him. And at one point, he picks up an axe, of all things, to kill the cat. And his wife runs into the room and says, "No, what are you doing? Stop!" And he hits her in the head with the axe, kills her. I don't remember what happens to the cat. I think it just runs away at that point. Yeah. And so, in the tradition of Poe, he buries her in the wall and, you know, puts the bricks back in the wall and mortars her up, just like the cask of Amontillado. And then, you know, cut to the next day, the police are over. Where's your wife? She's missing. And you hear somebody screaming from behind the wall. And it ends up that it was the cat. My poem has absolutely nothing to do with that. It's called The Stuffed Black Cat. Home after school, my daughter greets me in what has become a ritual. With a dismissive nod, she passes me by and runs upstairs to retrieve her favorite stuffed animal from her bedroom. A stupidly wide-faced and impossible black cat with woolen whiskers and felt triangle ears. It was the Hello Kitty doll I got her for Christmas last year, a cheap gimmick to help her cope a few months following her mother's funeral. But she had left it in the closet untouched, like some unworn shoe she had simply outgrown way too fast, or dropped behind her in a mad dash away from the memories of her mother. I chalked it up to her newfound maturity, until Halloween, that is, when something possessed her to dye it black. an ugly stain mottled in patterns like black mold. And it disturbs me every time she clutches it, not only because it's as ashen as an infantile corpse, but also because its awkwardly placed bow remains blood red, canted on its temple like some godforsaken brain damage bandage on some terrible Japanese mutant zombie. I'm happy she started playing with dolls again, even if it means ignoring me in the process. Her cuddles and coos are the only thing resembling love I've seen her express in too long a time. She sometimes pets it, like it's alive. I think I even saw her licking it clean once. I say nothing. Even at night, when I peek inside her room and watch her bury it between her mattress and box spring, talking herself quietly to sleep, whispering in the darkness, "Goodbye, kitty. Goodbye." Her words haunt me as I wrestle with my pillow, trying to sleep. "Goodbye, kitty." They were the same words I said when I suffocated Catherine, her mother. That's exactly the reaction I wanted. All right, to make up for that. I think Stephanie wins, right? Congratulations. But just in case you wanted an encore, I wrote two more. No, not really. What I know some of the students who blessed us with their presence here tonight are in a class on remixes, so I remixed The Black Cat using some software I downloaded online called Cut and Mix. And really, it just took out words from Poe and mixed them all around, and then I pulled those phrases out, and I think it might make sense in the way that poetry doesn't make sense. I guess I'll call the first one Burning the Witch. "My wretched world, we sin as little cats cry of horror witches. In the conflagration of my dream house, procuring ghastly agony from the terrible disaster and the astonishing jest of my violence." Those are all these are all Poe's words. This second one, I think, reveals something that Poe represses, which, you know, a lot of you probably don't think about when you think about Edgar Allan Poe, and that's, you know, a sexy beast, because he's kind of like a walking corpse in your imagination, and I see him as being very repressed sexually, and that's what all that stuff is, and that somehow emerged from my remix here. I call it Poe's growth.
I don't feel bad about anything.
"Homely heart of human, a more primitive dread inspired by animal to merely conceive of caressing perverseness. It vexes my terrifying growth, tortures my longing manhood. This phantom limb of gratification, this excitable brute, rigorous but gossamer, in my bed I loathe." Edgar Allan Poe! Hopefully he's turning in his grave and not doing something else right now.